A number of people I deal with are just not comfortable with the concept of networking. Now, I know from my own experience that it's hard to get started. So today, I'd like to share a few simple ideas about networking. I'm Martin Mulcair, and I thought we might start with outlining. Here are five potential advantages of expanding or simply nurturing your personal network. 1. It may throw open some potential career paths or job opportunities. 2. It may throw up some people who can provide guidance and advice for you. 3. It may allow some informal sharing of news or common challenges or problems that you face. 4. It may identify some business development contacts, whether or not you're technically a salesperson. And 5. It may be just good fun to socialise. With those benefits in mind, let's imagine a scenario where you're attending an industry forum or a professional gathering, and there's an informal opportunity, perhaps over morning tea, to make contact with other people. Let's also say there are some people you're familiar with and a large number of people that you haven't met before. Here are 5 simple tips. Number 1, the greeting stage. I know this sounds obvious, but when introducing yourself, be warm, be friendly, be genuine, even if you are feeling a little nervous. Having a clear description of you and your role might also help. Number 2, the challenge of remembering and using names. Many people find it difficult to remember names, yet almost everybody appreciates when people do use their names. So when introducing people and being introduced, use the names as it may help you remember them. A supply of business cards in a convenient location may also help others to remember your name. And many industry gatherings have name tags distributed. Don't be ashamed to use them, and take care to ensure that your name tag is easy to read. Number 3, the importance of listening. If you are a little nervous, you're worried about what to say, one way is to avoid talking and to just listen. Let others initiate the conversation, let them dictate the flow, and you can tune in and pick and choose when you'd like to join the conversation. It may be that some polite or friendly people will include you. They'll throw to you to ask your opinion or check where you fit in. Who knows, you might actually learn something by listening to these people. Number 4, who should you be looking out for? You could, if you're feeling lucky, leave it to chance as to who you might bump into or be introduced to, or who may, in fact, say hello to you. Alternatively, at many forums, an attendee list forms part of the kit. It may be a good idea to look through the attendee list, firstly to identify people that you do know, and it might help jog your memory in terms of putting names to faces. But it may also throw up some names of people who you really would like to meet. Without necessarily stalking these people, you may improve your chances of meeting them by planning ahead, and perhaps thinking about who in the crowd that you do know may be able to introduce you. Number 5, follow-up and commitment. Let's just say that you do meet someone new and enjoy the conversation with them, and then you promise to follow up, perhaps an offer for coffee, or alternatively, to send some material, a brochure, a link to a website. In all the excitement of the conference, or perhaps the impact of the sherbets you're enjoying in the post-conference drinks, it's possible that you might overlook your promise. At risk of stating the obvious, it is really important that you honour your commitments, that you make good the promises you've made, because these are the initial impressions that you are forming in their mind. So that may all seem a little basic, those 5 tips, But you have to start somewhere. Networking may not come naturally to everyone, but that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy some of the benefits. Think about what works best for you. You never know, you might actually have fun. And you know what? I dare say you'll meet some people who are even more apprehensive about networking than you. Goodbye.